defend.
Well, you're talking about protecting yourself and not letting yourself resting
and
with others. Okay, I might be wrong, but you say the thing.
No, protecting yourself in the selfish way, then is delusional. A conventional label seems like benefiting you, but ultimately it leaves the negative karma imprint that which will eventually lead to negative consequences. That's why it's harmful for you.
So I'm trying to figure out this balance of, okay, so there's this negative aspect of protecting yourself. Then there's, like Lama Yeshe talks about, somebody brings your mind down, I can't help you, I have compassion for you, and kind of step away. Then there's, in the eight verses, my transformation is like, whenever I meet a person with bad nature, hold that fair one dear, then the woman was asking about people doing negative things towards you. You were talking about distancing. So I'm trying to figure out what is that balance of caring for others, yet caring for yourself amidst encountering negative people, and how
to
balance that.
So you need to have a clear mind to, when we want to benefit others through compassion, the most beneficial way is accompany with wisdom. Let's say, there's a two way of doing it. There's a very extreme way of doing it and balanced way of doing it, to benefit others. Let's say if you go to Bauda, there are so many kids, begging money. In Nepal, I don't know, but in India, many you call syndicate. I don't know. People, they are some kind of company or the bosses. They organize for them to, And some cases are even like they need to chop their limbs, in order to live in the street. In Bangkok, a lot. In Thailand, a lot. And they are actually earning money to the boss, who's hiding in the air condition room, and these poor people outside. And let's say if you give money, the money will go to them. But rather, if you see they're hungry or thirsty, you rather give water or food so that they can immediately consume, and it's benefit to them. So that, even that, there's a little wisdom need to apply, But as far as concerned, the compassionate alone, whatever you have, just give, because you really can't bear the suffering that the person going through. And especially if it happened to be a young child, because of someone is controlling from behind for them to stay in the street, they lose his entire opportunity of study, opportunity of many other things. So instead of just kind of promoting their ability or beggar, rather maybe you can maybe organize a campaign for them to maybe send them to school or send them to a proper home that they can be fully taken care. More effort, but it still is a compassionate act. Like this, like monasteries, like even Kopan, and many of us is like orphan. Some of us may have parents, but parents have no capability to take care of us. And, Lama Isha, Lama Soparamuji, Kinsu Rinpoche, Lama Kunjo, they all put so much effort to develop this place so that we can freely stay here whole life. We can be educated, they feed us, and more than just helping this lifetime, a temporary level, but they educate us to be beneficial for others. So they train us in Dharma learning, and some become Dharma teacher, some become social worker. And just for my age, one of them, Sangye Tenzin, Lord, he's a very active healthcare, like a nurse, isn't it? Go everywhere, and for many years now, entire his hair become gray. We were 9 years old together playing, don't even know how to wipe our nose. And some of them become managers, some of them become a teacher here, Tenzin Sherab is giving teaching to the monks. He's been translating in overseas centers. Like myself, I travel all around the world, and I can see there's some benefit that I can offer. But even for that, huge effort. And Lama Yeshe and Lama Sobrenpoche, they saw many beggars and many, many, many suffering people. And looking into their own ability and what they can do, and they set up this kind of institution, it is still one of the acts of compassion, but if they, instead of setting up such kind of home, from this monastery alone up to today, maybe a few thousand kids been taken care of. Many of them already, some of them pass away, some of them choose to live a lay life, but they are working, they have some basic educations, basic dharma attitudes, all trained from here. At least we have food, but the purpose of giving food to us, say, make sure you study, make sure you take care of your health, this is what they guide us daily, you see. But then instead of doing that, they keep giving beggar money on the street. Maybe by now, maybe become more kid beggars. Maybe, you see. So need to use some wisdom. Yeah, compassion is of course everybody has. Then you see what you can do most beneficial way. We also cannot give up because we cannot solve anyway. We cannot solve the problem of the whole world. We just everybody. Initiate to do in their very best to relieve the suffering and this kind of problem from the world. Maybe definitely will be much better. You see, everybody need to do something. Like that. And everybody is capable to do something. So something like that. Did I answer something somewhere there, but actually not?
Yes.
But went round. Soembu circumambulation. It's still recognition of he or she also are one another human being who want happiness, who do not want suffering. The problem is ignoring. Ignorant is the one that who bring us into this situation, who make he or she into this situation. So therefore, as far as concerned with the person, truly object of compassion, because he is also controlled by the delusion. And delusion is worth to recognize as something is wrong. Something is to stay away, something to be discarded. You see, so he's ignorant making this problem, or his desire making all this problem, his anger making this problem. Then, what is the first step to help him? Because he don't care about anger, he don't care about ignorance, he don't maybe believe even in ignorance. Maybe he think ignorance is the wisdom. Maybe. So, someone like yourself as who know what to distinguish, what is ignorant, what is wisdom, what are the faults of anger and what are the benefit of patience, then at least send this energy through your well wishes by observing that practice within you. Because when you have the practice and when you send the vibe through your thoughts, the other person receives through the frequency, frequency of the thought. Frequency of the thought, there's no boundary. There's no limitation. Beyond the ocean you can also reach. So that is how the prayers works, how Buddha's aspirational prayers works, and our thoughts, our prayers works. And even in our normal life, when someone is suffering, with a sincere, genuine heart of compassion that you truly want her or him to get well, then you go there and express it, you'll be alright, Just you will go through it. Not to worry, I'm with you. I'm there for you. Just that uplifted you know, the thought that receiving in Him is already, how to say, the immune system is already born a lot of new immune system in His body. So like that. Yeah. So it's difficult sometimes because human to human problem, you know, when you start to see the face, hear the voice, and someone is nasty to you, and you know it's so difficult to pacify yourself with the mind of compassion, because it's so valuable. That's why it's not easy. Yeah, if it is not valuable, maybe easy to do it. So therefore, we have one reason, because it's so valuable, so beneficial for ultimately so beneficial. So even though it is a bit challenging at the beginning, I must try it out. And the first sign of that, you yourself will have sense of peace of mind. You know, there's one very, I met one, I attended one meeting between Palestinian and Israeli. It's called, the name of the group they call as a combatant of peace or something like that. And the members are all veteran, ex-armies. And among them, I mean, all of them, they were truly enemy each other. One Palestinian man there, his daughter was shot by the guy of Israel, and right there in that meeting, in front of his eye. And he struggled for many years to fight for the justice. Did all sort of thing. You know, he went to fight. He went to even, you know, be more angry. But then come to a point that this really makes it worse. The first thing is, it makes more unhappy in him. You know, the first person affected by for him to be even more violence to destroy the enemy. The first person is you are the one who is hurt. Then second person is your families. How much hurting the other party, need to think about it. But yourself is the one who first hurt. So then, later he heard about this organization. Then before engaging in this organization, he thought that I need to forgive. I need to forgive, you know, the killer of my daughter. Then he said, why I forgive him? Because I don't want to stay in the chain of suffering. Because forgiving him is actually forgiving myself. Forgiving him is actually releasing myself from the prison of hate. Because hate, mine is, very painful. Very painful. It's like consistent, you know, torture. You know. So the moment rather embrace a sense of understanding. And he used the wisdom, the understanding is that this guy also no choice, because the government ordered him to go and kill. He also don't want to kill people, but he is under the order of politicians for him to, as an army, he have to go and kill. And they heard his daughter happened to be the victim of shot. So he used this wisdom. You know, he is not under control. He's under control of someone else. So why I need to be so hateful for this person? Maybe I need to help him. So first move is forgive this situation, and that itself is forgiving yourself. And he is like himself bringing out of the prison bar of hate and suffering. You see. So then after that, he have no hate. He rather thinks that, okay, fighting, I've been in army for so long, I fight so long, I also kill so many of the others. Problem is getting worse and will never solve. So the problem will be solved the way how he solved for himself. Maybe he can influence the rest of the others so that we will have the peace within Palestine and Israel. And he joined this group. And he's facing, you know, to this guy, and he's sharing this this experience to us. It was amazing. You know, I don't know how to put it so nice because of my English, my blah, 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 you know. There is, I just like naturally fall a tear. It's like, he is like true Langri Thamba who practicing adverses of thought transformation, who is like truly Bodhisattva, you know. It's right there. You know, and he's so good with the way he expressed. It's like really heart touching, you know. You know, how I wish that I can say exactly what he said. You know, we all will be really change our life, move our heart, you know. So you see, so this is like, and this is the way. You see, so we encounter, and the another story. I have a student, he's from in Malaysia. Had a 3 or 4 relationships before. All the relationship, nasty, fight. Her last relationship, the married husband was huge problem, you know. Then after that, boyfriend. Then now the last one is also boyfriend. Now the boyfriend is chasing after her, want to kill her because of have a delusion about her, saying that, oh, she's no more loving him, or she's going with other man. It's just full of jealousy and have a lot of exaggeration of she indulging with others. So this lady been moving one apartment to another apartment because this guy is so smart and try to find where she lives. And even though in Malaysia, most of the condominiums are, the security is very tight. But still somewhere, somehow is getting, you know, near to this woman. And because of that, she built up so much hatred to someone that she loved the most, maybe 1 or 2 years. Now, you know, two of them become the greatest enemy in the entire universe. You know, and she also start to think, like, maybe need to pay money to someone to go and kill him. So somehow she met the Dharma, and then I said, you know, forgive. And be compassionate to him, and first benefit you are the one who will be who will receive the first benefit. Because of that, she cannot sleep at night. You see, on the first day, the moment she let go of that I needed to reply the harm, she had a very good about 6 to 7 hours of good sleep. Just you know, but of course has to give consultation to this lady, you know, had to talk. He said, give her a reason how delusion works, you know, and not only blame to her, also talk about karma, even though she's not ready to believe in karma, but try every single means to make her understand, and finally at least say, okay, I will try tonight. Okay, I let go and try to start to, I say, dedicate. I say, chant Om Mani Padme Hum, compassionate Buddhist mantra. Whether you believe or not, at least you are talking to me, you seem like trusting me, at least for the benefit of doubt, at least try it out today. So she chant before go to sleep, you know, chant Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Okay, let go. But her mind actually not really letting go, but I asked her to chant, let go, you know. He is under the control of delusion, I'm under the control of delusion, karma, and this and that. You know, this is the only best way to let go and move on. And this way, sending prayer to this guy, somehow this guy's heart will be blessed, and her and his anger also will be subside. And eventually, maybe two of you may meet and maybe like say, oh, okay, hello. You know, not kind of want to kill each other. And the effect was immediate. Effect to this lady was immediate. But she met this guy after 1 year later, and both of them have a new life. One carrying another man, one carrying another woman, and met in the restaurant or somewhere. Then they say, oh, hello, how are you? But fortunately or unfortunately, or my karma, I happen to be there too, to witness that. I was invited for lunch, and I witnessed. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well done. Well done. Okay. So all these stories, then again, even the first verse, unable to finish. Okay. So this afternoon, we're going to nunnery for the book launch. Are you carrying some books here from here, isn't it? Are you planning to offer to, you know, like some of the main people there, like education department, library,
yep.
And Ani Changsem, and the Chan Master?
Yep.
If you have enough, maybe it's good, yeah? So, we need to reach there 4 o'clock. So you think half an hour we will reach there by walking? And if in case any of you have problem of walking down, then I will ask the nunnery to send their jeep. Then maybe in the jeep, maybe 4 or 5 people can go in. And at least your 2 children.
Did you already get a cab? I was talking to you, see you were getting a bus. So maybe we can ask her.
Yeah, I will ask the nunnery to send jeep to be here sharp 3:30. And we also start to walk by 3:30. Is that all right?
Yeah.
And